Good morning and welcome to Fresh Mercy Podcast, where God's mercy is fresh for you every morning.
Good morning from the Fresh Mercy Podcast. Today is Wednesday and we thank the Lord.
Yesterday was Wednesday. It's Thursday. Let me say this. We want to give you guys behind the scenes.
Oh my God.
Guys, me and Donnie do teachings back to back to back. Praise the Lord, he gives us wisdom and strength. The truth, without him, we would never do this. It's God.
Right.
So when we see a little bit when we see him a little drowsy, we mix up the days, please forgive us.
Right.
But we want to be real and go forward with
that's
you.
That's it. I'm sorry.
So who's teaching today?
You are.
I forgot. You are on Thursday.
No, Chichez, I thank the Lord. These last three episodes have been out of control. And I know that God has a beautiful word in store
Amen.
For us. So, Vinny, please. Save
Amen.
Us. Save us.
Yeah. So we're starting a new segment. I'm doing this on the fly. Donnie didn't know about this.
Hey?
Okay. The segment is, let's talk about Jesus.
Okay.
Every once in a while, we'll take a turn and just talk about Jesus.
I love it.
So today's episode is called Let's Talk About Jesus, Part 1.
Okay.
And
that's
the next
beautiful.
One will be Part 2, Part 3, and we'll go as much as we can.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Because I talked to someone that I'm very close to and I love, and we talked and we said, do we know Jesus? Like, do we know a lot about him? And we can never know enough about him.
Cannot.
So we're just going to learn about Jesus and
as
have
much
a conversation.
As we could.
As much as we could. Because Jesus said in John 17:3, this is eternal life, to know God and Jesus whom you sent. So eternal life is knowing Jesus. Jesus invites us. In Matthew 11:28, he said, come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
He said, learn from me. Learn, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So we need to learn about Jesus. So I want to talk about the book of Colossians. Paul the Apostle never was in Colossae. He didn't build the church there. One of the men, I believe his name is Epaphrodites, he probably heard the gospel when Paul was preaching in Ephesus. He Epaphrodites went back to Colossae, opened the church, and Paul is helping him with the church. So there was a lot of issues in the church, and what happened was the believers, the born-again believers, really didn't have a right understanding of Christ. What happened was other religions were coming in, and they were speaking a very low of Christ, meaning he's a little bit above the angels.
Yeah.
He's a little bit above
the had very bad theology when it came to Christ.
Very, very bad theology. So in this book, Paul gives us and explains to us who Christ is. Now, in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we learned that that Word that John is speaking of is Jesus. So John gives us an idea of Jesus always being existing, the preexistence of Jesus. He was always there. He never was created. He never just popped up out of nowhere.
Right.
Jesus always was and always will be.
Right.
But in the book of Colossians, Donnie, Paul goes a little bit further and he explains to us the behind the scenes of Christ always existing.
Right.
He
goes a little more in depth.
A little bit more in depth. And I'm not going to read everything. I'm just going to share with you like bullet points of what he says about Christ.
Amen.
Ready? Okay. So in chapter 1, verse 15, he goes and tells us that he is the image of the invisible God. See, the Jewish guys and the believers there, the Jewish guys at the time, they knew God existed. And prophets would speak on God's behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And no one seen God. But Jesus came, and now he showed exactly who God is. The invisible God is now viewable. He is the image, the visible image. That's Jesus. He is the visible image of the invisible God. He is the creator, says in verse 16. He is the creator, the one through whom all things in heaven and earth were made. Body in John 1, it says, all things
everything
were
was created through him, and nothing that was created was without him.
Everything was made through him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He is the sustainer. The one before all things and holds all things together. So not only Christ was there at the beginning and was everything was created through him, but he sustains it. He holds it all together. The universe, the stars, the planets, whatever it has to do with the universe.
Right.
Life itself, he sustains it. Another thing he is the head of the body, meaning the church. The body of Christ is Amen.
Yeah.
We're the arms, the legs, the believers. We're all the parts of the body. Jesus is the head. Why is he called the head? Because the head has the mind. The head makes the decisions. See me doing this? My head told me to do that.
Yeah.
Me flipping a page or thinking, where do I go? What business
the
should I go?
The brain is sending a signal to the body, and yes, the body reacts.
Well, that's what it is with Jesus. Jesus sends the word to the body, meaning us, and he tells what to do. He's in charge.
Amen.
Ready? He is number one, the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. Now, what does that mean, firstborn among the dead?
Yeah, okay. Go to everything. That's great.
Jesus is the first person to raise up from the grave with a glorified body.
That's right.
And he's going to stay in that body forever. He is the first with that. You know who's the rest? Us.
Amen.
When the believers go home to the Lord, or when the rapture comes, our bodies are glorified, and now we are with Christ in heaven forever. Jesus is the first, so he can be supreme over all.
Disaster.
Very good. He is the reconciler, the one who changed us, the one who changed us from being God's enemies into being God's children. Look at that status change. Look what Jesus did. We were enemies of God. We was at war. We had trouble with God Almighty. We was wrong. He went and flipped the script, and now we're not enemies no more. We're his children.
Look at the difference from an enemy to a child. You ready?
Hey.
Let me show you the difference. An enemy, you want nothing to do with. You're mad at. You want to see harm to, and you want to cause harm
to. You want trouble.
You want trouble with the enemy, okay? Now he flipped it to his child. How much can you love and care and take care and show mercy and grace and love to your children? How much can you do for them? Babe, whatever I have in this world and whatever I do in this world is for my children.
Very good.
Look at the difference from an enemy to a child.
The enemy don't get an inheritance. The child does.
Tough.
And we get the inheritance of eternal life. Okay. He is the mystery of God, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. God was a mystery. They heard of him. They heard his voice. They read the scrolls. But then Jesus came and showed us that his wisdom and his knowledge manifested.
Amazing.
He is the God-man, the one in whom the fullness of the deity lives in a bodily form.
The hypostatic union.
Christ being 100% man, 100% God. Let's go on. Only a few more.
Take your time.
He is the head over every power and authority. Every power and authority in this earth, he's in charge of. Whether it be a good or bad, he's in charge. Satan has no authority over him. Evil powers have no authority over him. He has the power over it. He's in charge. He's in charge of heaven's army, and he is in charge of us as well. He is supreme. Ready?
This is the last one?
Yeah. He is the deliverer, the one who canceled the ceremonial regulations of the Mosaic code that was against us. What does that mean?
Stay there.
There was a law that we could have never followed. And even if we follow, if we tried to, we would have break it. So that law was against us to show us how wrong we are. The Mosaic law is the law of the Old Testament, the 613 laws, the impossible laws to keep. And even if we wanted to keep them, we're Gentiles. We can't keep the law.
Impossible.
We're not entitled to keep it.
100%.
We was children of wrath. We was children of the devil. We were enemies. We were going to hell. We deserved torment and disaster and destruction.
We didn't even have the privilege of following the law.
We didn't have the privilege to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But Christ in his love, in God's love for us, that Jesus came and he canceled that warrant that was against us, that was told in the Colossians, the warrant, he nailed to the cross, and now he gave us a birth certificate. Oh, man. We had a warrant for our arrest. We had a warrant for us to go to hell, and he took it, and he nailed it on the cross, and now he gave us a birth certificate and says, you are my child.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
A warrant to a birth certificate.
Woo!
Fantastic.
Praise the Lord. We're going to close there. That was part one of Let's Talk About Jesus. I like the segment.
I am very excited, and I can't wait to do the second one.
Praise the Lord. So we close with this. We're going to learn more about Jesus. And listen, all the other episodes is always going to be about Jesus.
Of course.
But this one, we're going to learn a little bit more about him. So I'm going to pray for our day. Amen. Lord, thank you for allowing us to know who you are. Jesus, we wasn't even worthy to enter heaven. But God, you did that, and you led us to know you. I pray for the listener today. for the person out there that wants to know you more. May they learn about you. May they have eternal life, and may their faith grow in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you bless this day, provide everyone's needs for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. Amen. And it's always, always a privilege and an honor to hear about our Lord and Savior,
amen.
Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we got one more episode for the week.
Yep.
And that's it. So stay tuned, guys. God bless. From your brothers in Christ, we love you.
We love you. God bless you.